The Tale of Despero, being the story of a mouse, a princess, some soup, and a spool of thread, by Kate DiCamello. Read for you by Graham Malcolm. The world is dark, and light is precious. Come closer, dear listener. You must trust me. I am telling you a story. Book the First. A Mouse is Born. Chapter 1. The Last One. This story begins within the walls of a castle with the birth of a mouse. A small mouse. The last mouse born to his parents and the only one of his litter to be born alive.
"Where are my babies?" said the exhausted mother when the ordeal was through. "Show to me my babies."
The father mouse held the one small mouse up high. "There is only this one," he said. "The others are dead."
"Mon Dieu, just the one mouse baby?"
"Just the one. Will you name him?"
"All of that work for nothing," said the mother.
She sighed.
"It is so sad. It is such a disappointment."
She was a French mouse who had arrived at the castle long ago in the luggage of a visiting French diplomat. Disappointment was one of her favourite words. She used it often. "Will you name him?" repeated the father.
"Will I name him? Will I name him? Of course I will name him. But he will only die, like the others. Oh, so sad. Oh, such the tragedy."
The mouse mother held a handkerchief to her nose and then waved it in front of her face. She sniffed.
"I will name him, yes. I will name this mouse Despero, for all the sadness, for the many despairs in this place. Now, where is my mirror?"
Her husband handed her a small shard of mirror. The mouse mother, whose name was Antoinette, looked at her reflection and gasped aloud.
"Toulez," she said to one of her sons, "get for me my makeup bag. My eyes are a fright."
While Antoinette touched up her eye makeup, the mouse father put Despero down on a bed made of blanket scraps.